How you doing? This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I did see some good notes here from Pearl. So from what I gather, this business itself has been in business about 11 years, but you have well over 40 years of experience in the field, right?
Right.
Okay, great. So now, Walter, let me know what has happened with these other guys. It seems here that you started off with them and they're just not getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, they're telling me stuff that when I do the fact-finding on it, it's not true. So I have gave them money. I'm not giving them any more money until something comes to materialize. And they keep telling me that the guarantee was 90 days. Well, we're way past 60 days, I know. And people should be able to find me by now is what I'm saying. I mean, they tell me
I got
a website. Nobody can find my website. Angie Leeds, I'm with Angie as a pro, and they're killing me with fictitious leads that they're trying to force me to pay. And I'm just tired of that. I'd rather pay something that is guaranteed that people can find me. I don't need you to give me leads that are, that you're giving to 400 contractors.
Exactly.
And,
that's the Angie's method right there.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to do Angie no more. I'm trying to get my brand or whatever that word I want to use. Available for people that want some concrete work done. They can find We Will Concrete, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And just to let you know, I see some issues already when I was looking it up. And so definitely this is something we can fix. So first things first, the domain that whoever set this up for you, purchased for you, is concreteworksindianapolis.com. Did you notice they'd even used your name in the business?
No, and they're telling me the reason why that is because that's the, once they click on Concrete Works, then my name, materializes somehow, some way. I don't know how that works. So.
Yeah, but you and I both know, like, why wouldn't they just do wewillconcrete.com, like your actual business name.com? You know what I mean? I mean, it's not hard.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And just to let you know, that's the first thing we would do. We would get you on the right domain. It's either wewillconcrete or wewillconcrete LLC. One or the other most likely will be available for us to secure for you. The other thing I noticed, which is a big, big issue, you have a 317 number, and on your website, supposedly, they made for you, has a 463 area code number. Where's 463?
That's something they came up with where they're telling me that when they call 463, the 463 number vets them, and then through their switchboards, send that phone call to me, so I don't get spammed and.
How do you feel about that nonsense?
That's why they ain't got no more money. I said that's why they haven't got any more money out of me.
Yeah, like
because why isn't my phone number available? I don't understand. And then they tell me, well, you don't want to get spam calls. You don't want to get this and that. So we are a middleman to prevent you from harm from people who are out there trying to solicitate you for what they do. And, you know, I can only go for it for so long. I mean,
I know if I look like a clown and this is my first rodeo, you know, put a hat on me, right? Like, I mean, come on, this is unreal. They They gave you a website that's not your business name. They gave you a phone number that's not even a 317 area code. I didn't even know 463 was an area code in Indy. Since when did that happen? I lived in Indy for a couple years. I always had a 317. Where did 463 come from?
Right. And so people see that here in Indianapolis, Indiana, or anywhere in the state, and they see that area code. Well, they don't call it because, well, where are they from? They must be some scammers themselves. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
If I'm not
and then,
on Seth,
then I look on your Facebook page. Your Facebook page also, we could do some updating there because do you know your Facebook page has an old number that might not still be yours anymore, a 771
1914? Right. That was my old business when I had the old business running. That was that phone number. That phone number's been disconnected for freaking at least 20 years. I mean, I'm probably
right.
exaggerating.
So if you're okay with this, Walter, what we'll do is we'll get you a new Facebook profile page. And unless you have access to this still, if you have access to this still, we can update it for you. But if you don't want to use this one anymore, since, I mean, the last time you posted was like 8 years ago, we could just do a brand new one and just a fresh one.
I've been trying to get that discontinued for years. And
no
the secretary set that up. She died. And with all the information to get into anything, my email, which has got some vital shit on it, I can't get into it. Facebook, everything that she
set up
did, I can't even get into
the grave.
And they tell me, right? They tell me, well, it can't go down unless you find out the passcode. Or I said, are you kidding me? This is me. You know what I mean? That's why I really don't even like dealing with anybody that they don't have an office, you know, because I don't know you, you don't know me, I can't prove it to you, you can't prove it to me, so we're all supposed to go with trust, and 90% of that trust is violated, because people are out here just trying to scam, and it's just ridiculous. It's like, I mean, their truth is their truth and far from the real truth.
Yeah, and you're right. And I'll let you know, I mean, we do have an office. It is in California. I hope that that doesn't break your back in terms of wanting to deal with us, but I will let you know this. Just like you have a reputation you built over, you know, tens of years and, you know, multiple decades, same thing here. We've been in business about 20 years. In the world of marketing, that is like a dinosaur. And so what we do is, you know, we have a reputation to uphold as well. So all these things you're talking about, like not giving you access to things and not preparing you for, you know, if someone had an exit strategy like your secretary where she unfortunately exited her time on Earth, you know, those types of things, like it leaves you kind of just with a very strong business with a very non-strong reputation to reflect what you do in person. You know what I mean? Like that's these things don't line up. This is a wrong that we can easily fix if you follow me. So because you've been in business for so long and you've been doing everything so well, with I'm sure your referrals and everything like that, like is very strong, but it's just a matter of getting your online reputation to match your real life reputation. You know?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's basically what we do. I mean, I'm a businessman myself, so, you know, I can understand this being an issue, but what we would do is pretty simple. We would set everything up properly. We would make sure that you have a domain that's close to We Will Concrete LLC as possible, not something completely different. That has Concrete Works Indianapolis in it. It sounds like is like trying to confuse a customer of which company they're signing up with. Because if another company starts with the name Concrete Works, you know what's going to happen, right? People are going to call Concrete Works thinking it's you or vice versa. You know, it's just not good to have a domain off of your.
Which their explanation for that is, of course, the spam, and they're trying to protect me, but really, in reality, I'm not stupid. You've got the same website the same platform of that website. It's actually the same website for everybody, every concrete company that's dealing with you. And when everybody calls that number, you pick and choose what contractor you're sending it to. I know the game.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're set up like Angie. I'd almost bet my right arm.
Do you think they're using your marketing dollars to funnel as much traffic they can to themselves and then decide how much to give you out of that and how much to sell off?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it to multiple contractors.
We offer something similar, like it's called call tracking, but the call will go directly to you. There's no third party. But just to be fair to you, I'm not gonna suggest that. I will just turn it on to where when we do marketing for you, we only have the exact number you want reflected on everything that's about you. So if you want 416-2969 showing on your website, on your Facebook, on your Google page, that's not a problem. We absolutely would do that.
Okay, let me ask you this question, because this might be the deal breaker, and I've been told by probably they're scammers themselves, but even AI or AIQ or whatever you want to call them, they're the biggest scammers of them all. But nevertheless, they told me that once a company such as you guys get me a domain, if I go with another company, Google will see that I have two different companies doing stuff, which will flag Google, and I would never be optimized or certified to Google. Is that a true statement?
It's as true as the truth about snake oil curing all ailments. You believe that one too. Or what do you say? It's as true as a $3 bill? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like saying Google doesn't believe that people can own two separate businesses. Come on. I mean, come on, Walter.
Okay, now that makes sense. Okay, that's what I was trying to tell the lady. So I can't have two businesses. I can't have two people working one business. Why would Google do that?
You know why? It's a good story, though. It's a good story instead of saying, "Please don't leave us when we shit the bed." Excuse my language. You know what I mean? That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. It's like I need my house painted. Well, why can't I have two contractors painting my house? You know what I mean? Not that I would do that, but if the analogy is relevant.
Yeah. You're right. Especially if one of them does a bad job, you need the second one to come in and do a repaint or something like that. Like, what they're saying is just a bunch of hullabaloo. I mean, that's all that is. That's just making stuff up to make you feel like you have to stay with them no matter how much they fail you. I mean, I could say the same story, but that's just trash. That's just someone who's not confident in getting the job done, saying you can never leave us.
Okay. So, right. Exactly. Okay, you hit it on the head. So, the only time I just told the lady the other day, because I got a new secretary, and I'm trying to turn everything over to her. They're giving her issues with the dashboard, and every time she's supposed to get a call, because according to them, they can't talk to you without a scheduled meeting time. Because they're so busy.
Wow, they're
okay?
So crazy. So, these guys are so nuts.
Yeah.
So they're saying, we will not service you unless you have an
appointment.
And then you probably ask them, when's your student appointment? And they said in 2 weeks, right? Or something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, we're booked until Thursday of next week. Well, I need my shit done right now. I apologize, Mr. Young. Really? Okay, so here we are. Local Splash actually was one of the first when I started out, maybe 3 months ago, maybe longer or shorter than that, I talked to a lady that said that I will not bother you. You want to go shopping? Go shopping. Here's my number. When you're done shopping and get disappointed, call me, because I'm going to make your life so much easier and your business will flourish, okay?
That was
Lulu. I don't know her name.
Lulu.
It is Lulu.
Yeah, yep, Lulu.
It is Lulu, and I lost Lulu's phone number, but I was looking for it about 2 or 3 weeks ago because they got this thing called Dashboard that they explained to my old secretary that she never could get in to change anything. We've been trying to get the pictures. They only pictures that are on that site, even if it's a site, but only pictures that people are seeing are pictures from 30 years ago. And I've got so much recent things that we sent to them over and over, and at least a half a dozen times.
Well, I like how the pictures they gave you are just like a couple guys hunched over, like doing a small trowel.
Yeah.
Like that's not like the core of what you do. Like you got a guy standing in some and using a trowel over other another patch of concrete. I'm just like, really? You think this is like the crux of concrete work? Like. And most of the pictures is like a guy standing around, like it's, and don't get me wrong, that happens in a moment, but like, that's the photo that they decided to post is really silly.
Exactly. And I've probably sent them 500 photos.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. Okay.
Well,
where they went
I do want
to
get down to
the
brass tacks just to win you over. Okay. So I will let you know this. You know, if what Lulu's prophecy does come true and you are ready to just tell the other guys to kick rocks, it's a pretty simple process. You already know what we are going to do because this is what we've been doing for 20 years. We're going to get you on the first page. By the way, you're not even on the page. You're not even not on the fifth page, let alone, when I talk
right.
about concrete contractors
no
in
way.
Indianapolis.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I got people that, they're for commercial work. They want me to get in that arena, but I don't want to. But they've called me. I got 3 or 4 contractors, calling me, telling me to do, the commercial thing because they told me a whole bunch of work. But they were telling me.
Or a better thing, when I look for We Will Concrete, Indianapolis, when I look for We Will Concrete in Indianapolis, you know what business name comes up? W.E. Beatty, Inc.
That's why they do it. My buddies are telling me, dude, you need to do something else because you're not available on the internet. Whoever you got
right.
working, which is AIQ, whatever they are, they're not doing you right, dude. I said, well, they told me 90 days. Dude, it don't take 90 days to get you. Now there probably are things that in 90 days that are max.
To exist though, but you don't even exist. It's different to show up on the map and move up the list. That's yes, that's a different timeline. But you've been in business so long, that should be easier for us. But the fact that you don't even exist in 90 days,
right.
That's the problem.
That's I agree.
Problem.
Okay, so
when
let me
I type
ask
in
you
We
this.
Will Concrete Solutions, I see your Facebook page. I see Walter
okay,
Young, Executive Director on LinkedIn.
My old company. Okay. The We Will Concrete Solutions, that was my other company. I had a 501c3. I had
oh,
an
gotcha.
Apprenticeship through the DOC. I took prisoners out of prison 6 days a week, 12-hour a day, and they went through an apprentice program that I had.
Oh,
that
gotcha. Well,
no
hey, good man.
Yeah, we got to, that's a hard arena to be in because you're stepping on a lot of people's toes how they feed their families. Because crime is
sure.
necessary. Recidivism is necessary, Walter. I'm telling you, anyway, that was my pillar, so to speak. I was trying to lower the rate of recidivism, suffering it to be in. In fact, they made me bail out. Nevertheless, that needs to be shut down and never to be found. But, of course, the lady died, and I can't do it. So I know there's a way to do it, but Facebook doesn't have an office that you can go in and talk to somebody. And they only have this automated crap that sends you there, sends you here, sends you everywhere. You never get a solution. So I gave up on that, and I'm trying to get somebody like you to do it for us, because I know you have the capabilities, even if you have to hire an outside.
The best thing that we can do, the best thing we can do is promote the heck out of everything else related to We Will Concrete, so that way the one that says solutions just kind of falls very far down the list. But as far as deleting stuff, unless you're the owner, like you said, but you don't even have access to it, even though you are the owner of it, that'd be the only way to actually delete the file. But
I'm with you.
Promote the heck out of everything else. So
I don't answer any calls. If I don't answer any calls, don't give them any money and go with you, they'll fall to the wayside sooner or later. Okay? And you're telling me that if I hired you, that wouldn't cause a problem with Google.
No, because you don't even exist on Google. So what problem is there to cause? I can't even find you.
Okay. Good answer. All right. Good answer. Okay. So they're telling me that even though, I'm not present online with the public, I am present with Google, and Google is continuing to red flag me, and they sent me some kind of screenshot with all these red letters telling me that is the red flag we're talking about. Okay, so I don't know whether to believe them or not. Might have wrote this
just to be fair to you, did you submit a video to Google to get verified and stuff like that?
No.
Okay, because that's the first step. So just to be fair, we hold your hand the whole way, Walter. We can guide you through the process, but it still has to be you submitting that verification. The reason why Google hasn't verified you, it's very clear to me, they probably haven't gone through that step. It's a very simple step. You submit a video to show that you exist.
And they're up and down that I'm verified. But if I was verified...
How come I can't find you by typing in your business name?
Exactly.
If I type in We Will Concrete, I should be able to find you, right? I mean, we all know that. And the fact that your Facebook page pops up shows that the search works. the algorithm works. It's just a matter of you not existing. So let's get you existing, okay? So how we do that? We get started. You give us 7 to 14 days, you'll have Facebook ads going live and a Facebook profile and a new website. All those things will be live within 7 to 14 days, okay? As far as the optimization on Google moving up the ladder, it usually takes 30 to 45 days, but it doesn't take that long to get you existing. You know what I mean? You're not even existing on Google right now. So we'll get that handled also within that first couple weeks. You follow me so far?
Okay, so I'm with you. So my question would be right now is I want to be able to find other than Facebook when someone goes online and they don't even have Facebook, but they're trying to get a driveway put in. I can't be found.
Right, that's the optimization. So we're going to do all that on Google. So where if someone looks for concrete contractors, a driveway installation, things like that, hardscape, all those things that you're talking about that you want to be found for, absolutely, that's what we do. We do that both on Google and on Facebook. So I was just mentioning to you that within 7 to 14 days, we're even going to run aggressive ads with you on Facebook. So that way, do you know how Facebook ads work? They're so effective for people in the resi market.
Well, that's your job in my mind. Okay,
no
I
worries.
Don't need to know.
So
I just need people
right. There you go. So basically it works like this, is that if someone is searching on Google later on the evening, your Facebook ad will pop up in their newsfeed when they're just scrolling, looking through friends and family. So it's just a second way, a second iron in the fire. It's just another way that we ensure success and your ROI. Because as you know, any investment is worthless without that R in the front of the OI. You know what I mean? So we got to make sure you get that return. So it's a month-to-month program, just like the other guys, you know, I'm sure. But the way we work, we'll do Facebook ads for you each and every month. You'll get $100 worth of Facebook ads each and every month. We'll do the Google optimization. We'll get everything squared away right. And that's it. I mean, it's as simple as that. We've been doing this for 20 years. If we can't get it right, I don't think anyone can get it right. But at the end of the day, we're not going to tell you lies along the process. Like, if we fail you, we'll own it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just normal, but I don't see us failing. You've been in business a long time. How you could not be verified on Google is a crock to me. I don't understand that at all. That should never, ever happen to someone who's such a stable figure in the industry like yourself.
Okay, so where we go from here? To be honest, I'm all in.
Okay, well, it's a month-to-month program. Okay, it's a month-to-month program. I don't want you to feel like we're breaking your back because we're priced for small business. It's month-to-month. Pricing is $299 a month.
Okay, so how long do I pay $299 a month?
Forever? Say that again? Yeah, that's a flat rate, right. Yeah, it doesn't go up or anything like that. That's just a flat rate. And each and every month out of that $299, you get $100 going towards Facebook.
And where's the other money go to?
Paying us to do good by you, if you're okay with that.
Okay, well, here's the negative that's running through my mind. The only thing you're saying is Facebook. When there's
no, Google, so we do
many,
Google.
Okay, that's
our bread and butter is Google. Google, Google, Google. It's all Google.
Right.
But Facebook is just that extra $100 out of that $300 a month. The Google is what you're paying for. We get you on the map. We get you Google verified. All those things that you're lacking in these 90 days that Lulu talked to you about, that's the core of our business. That's step one is the Google verification process and everything like that.
Okay, so.
And then we set up your Google keywords. Bing. We set up your locale.
Okay.
All those things.
Okay,
yeah. Google, Bing, and a couple of the other ones.
Yeah, Meta, all that.
Yeah, correctly. Apple Maps. Yes.
Yeah, everything. Everything. I need
basically
everything.
If someone wants concrete services and don't know you by name, we're gonna make sure that you're found.
Okay. And if they don't know me by name, I want it in their face. This is who you want to call. Is that possible?
You can do that. That's a level up, but we want to win your, can we win your trust in the beginning and then tell you about the level up stuff? Or, I mean, at the end of the day,
okay.
we do all levels.
Okay.
We want to show you that we can get the job done at the lower scale and then we'll talk about like the upselling and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Okay. So
but you can do it. Just so you know, we do Google paid ads. You've seen that before. Sponsored listings on Google. We can do that. Have you ever seen Google Guaranteed? Google Guaranteed is really the kind of creme de la creme of Google advertising. It just happens to be a higher dollar form of advertising, which is why we usually wait to kind of earn your trust, knowing that we get the job done on the scale that you start at. And now you want to level up. Don't worry. We got you there too.
Okay, and so my secretary, I'm getting ready to get, I'm almost to my destination, I'm driving. And I'm not too savvy on these devices, so I gotta get where I gotta go and get on my phone and get her phone number out, okay? I don't even wanna talk to you guys anymore. I'm gonna give the card number to, her name's Kid Redmond, and Kim is going to do everything. She has authorization to answer questions and pay money.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
When there's an issue, then she'll call me, or she might be right beside me, and we'll work through it. The thing is with AIQ is, even I, myself, we get a different person every time we call them. So their loss, and I think it's on purpose, but that's my insecurity issues with this process because nothing has worked out. So I'm justified in being insecure, in my view.
I wouldn't even call it insecure, so much as dissatisfied, right? You've been dissatisfied by them at every turn, it seems.
Yeah, so I am willing to move forward with you. I forget your name, but...
John, it's okay.
You'll shut me down, and I'll forget it in 10 minutes. So,
no worries, Walter.
I'm terrible with names, okay? So, excuse me on that. So, here's what I would like to do. I'm not sure if I can get a hold of Kim in the next 10 minutes or so, but I'm going to give you her number, and my hopes is, or my request is, that you blow her phone up until she answers, and or return the phone, return that call.
As long as I can let her know you told me that, Walter. As long as I can let her know you said so, okay?
Well, she will know. She will know because I'm going to tell her. Local Splash is going to call you. There is an issue with so many different people talking to me or her. I just can't believe that a business such as yours doesn't have a good analogy is an attorney. He has clients. The other attorneys in his office doesn't step in and try to handle their cases.
Right.
We got an agent, we work with that agent, and we move forward and we prosper. That's what I would like to do.
Yeah. And so how it works, and I want to be clear to you, Walter, we do have a team that we have all the information shared, but if you want a specific individual of that team to be kind of your specific representative, I'll make sure that happens as well as on our end. So I'll put those notes in saying, moving forward, once Walter gets set up, and we're talking like a month down the road, you'll have a singular account manager, if you will, to deal with stuff. Now, when you call in, anyone will answer the phone, but we can still direct you to that right. One person, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and the reason why it may work out that we do have correspondence with multiple agents, okay? But
you always have a line into me, just to let you know as well, because
that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, you always have a line into me. So while we're talking, I actually am sending you a text message just so you have my direct line. That way you have someone to talk to, especially if it's someone that you need to yell at. Don't worry, I'm a big boy. I can accept things. If there's anything that goes wrong, I'll fix it. You know what I mean? It's just with the process. I mean, I'm the voice on the end of the line that, you know, hopefully you can build some trust with that he's going to get the job done. So that's one thing. And even if I'm just your voice piece, your mouthpiece, that's okay too, right? Because if you say, hey, John, this needs to get done, blah, 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 whatever it is, I'll be your mouthpiece and say, hey, team, this needs to get done. You know what I mean? So that's okay too.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I want you to feel the white glove level of our service as opposed to feeling like you're just one in one amongst the many. That's not fair to you, especially after you've been burned by these other guys.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So did you want to shoot me Kim's number as we're chatting, or when did you want to get that over to me?
I'm getting ready. I'm pulling over now. I'm parking, and I'm going.
Good man. Don't text and drive, right?
Oh. Well, yeah.
Hey, so, Walter, I want to go over a couple things to be clear with you. We're going to create a brand new website, okay, with a new domain as close to We Will Concrete LLC or WeWillConcrete.com. You're okay with all that, right?
Yeah, We Will Concrete LLC.
Bet. Or wewillconcrete.com. Whatever's available as close to your business name as possible. We're not going to use Concrete Works in Indianapolis. We're just going to ignore that this even exists.
No, we can't do that. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want Concrete Works ain't me. It's
right.
All the contractors that they're dealing with. They put them all
right.
In one package. I know what
and then
they
the
do.
Other thing, I'm going to ask Kim which phone number she wants all the calls to go to, and then we will only use that number. Now, we normally use the secondary number to give you analytic proof that we're doing well, but I'll just let you guys judge it based off of, you know, the phone calls you're getting. And so that way you can have only your number published like you talked about, the exact one that goes to you, not this secondary number, especially when it's a different area code. I mean, that's just a little fishy, and I don't want you to feel that way about us at all. So we'll use exactly what number you advise us to use on all of your publishing or all of your published ads and website and whatnot, okay?
Yeah. What I want to do is all the business between you and I, which means Local Splash and We Will Concrete, that goes through Kim. All the outside business, such as people wanting concrete work done, goes through my number.
2969 is the only number you want, right?
Yes, that's the only number I want that the
okay.
public has. That I don't
okay.
want them to have Kim's number. That's only for Local Splash
office
and
stuff.
Kim.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So we'll make sure that that's the case. I'll make sure that Kim is the primary contact for marketing purposes, and then for all business related purposes and publishing. Of your domain and everything like that, it's strictly 317-416-2969. No special numbers that can lead to confusion and or weirdness like they had with that 463, man.
That
just throws me off when I'm staring at Indianapolis. Anyway.
Right.
Okay. That's all going
to
be taken care of.
Game's number right now. You ready?
Yep.
765-346-9431.
Okay. All right. And then the only number for business purposes, I already have that saved there. I'm going to walk through all this with Kim, everything that we do, just briefly. I know that you're giving her the green light before I call. But the other thing I want to be clear on, Walter, we do have a setup fee, not meant to break your back. So $299 is the monthly cost. The setup fee is $99. So today's cost will be $398, just to be clear.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll give Kim the information to pay it once she's talked to you and she understands. Because if she doesn't understand and she don't approve, then it's her authorization to say yay or nay. At this point,
understandable.
At this point, I'm green light. Okay, that just
okay.
to let you know. Okay, so you got it. You sold me. Actually, Lulu did, but I'll give you your props. now you're gonna sell Kim. Okay,
sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, do you want me to call her in like 5 minutes to give you a chance to give her the green light?
Yeah, but
okay.
the only how you could get her number is through me. So
right.
She'll figure it out. She's pretty
okay,
pretty
cool.
intelligent. So if I don't get a hold of her, then you just blow her up until you get a hold of her and say, Walter gave me your number. You're his new secretary. Woo, woo, woo. I know you have authorization to do what we need to do to get your company prospering. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Hey, thanks so much, Walter. Right. Really appreciate your time. I'll call Kim in a couple minutes.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.